Celebrity gossip on the go.
Get out.
Here's what's trending now.
Yeah, the latest going down in the wood, Hollywood, on this Tuesday, June the 11th. What's dropping?
Trending now.
I'll tell you what's dropping, Tom Brady's pants.
No, hang on.
What do you want me to do?
Stop looking. What's happening here?
Ooh, no woman in her right mind wouldn't. How about the trousers that Tom Brady wore in his last ever NFL game have a new owner? They auctioned them off, FYI.
Okay.
Yep, the unique piece of sports memorabilia went to the highest bidder via Gray Flannel Auctions, and the final price tag shattered the minimum $10,000 price. They're thinking, we'll get $10,000 for these trousers. Is that what they're called? I would have called them football pants.
I guess they call them trousers.
Okay, well, they're like, here are Tom Brady's trousers. they went for $89,000 at auction. Woo! Size 34 pewter and red pants from the final game of Brady's Hall of Fame career when the Tampa Bay Buccaneers lost to the Dallas Cowboys in the NFC wild card game on January 16, 2023. They include the date and Cowboys name handwritten inside the waistband, as well as a Bucks number 12 tag.
Oh, cool.
Okay, here's not something that I realized that they wrote. Maybe he wrote, or who would write Cowboys inside of there? Okay, let me tell you. Put my glasses on. Uh-huh. It says 116-23 versus Cowboys. Is what they say inside the waistband.
It was his final game, okay.
Yeah, so, wow, this is pretty cool. Actually, we don't have word on who the owner is. The Gray Flannel Auctions were the one who auctioned them off, duh. So, yeah, that's pretty darn cool. $89,000, that's a lot of money for some trousers.
That is a lot for trousers.
I don't even think I could get $8 at a garage sale for mine. So there you go.
Who wants my calzones?
Thank you.
Come on now.
Trending now.
Well, Tory Lanez's wife, okay, didn't know Tory Lanez was married, but he secretly married Raina Chassane. I know I'm not saying that right. Shortly before he reported to prison, but she's divorcing him after less than a year of marriage. Yeah, they said I do. In June of 2023, just 3 months before he began serving his 10-year sentence for shooting fellow rapper Megan Thee Stallion in the foot in July of 2020. They do have one child together that they share, but she filed to end their short-lived union yesterday. What did she say, Leo? She said, you know what? Irreconcilable differences.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, that's the reason for the split.
I get it.
I mean, girl, if you would have said he locked up, we wouldn't blame you.
Yeah.
Just one short year of marriage. A lot of people didn't even realize that he had gotten married right before he entered prison. But she's here to say, yeah, he was married, not no more.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, Tory Lanez still kind of dealing with some stuff.
Okay. Well, we'll see where that goes.
Thank you.
Now, you know what's up. Celebrity Gossip on the go.
And Celebrity Gossip is brought to you by Baldwin Electronics, where you get high-performance car audio and more. Check them out at 2003 Andrews Highway, Odessa.
Three.
Yeah, Lou Rebecca in the morning time. Good morning. Don't forget birthdays, anniversaries, special events.
Yeah, you better get those shouts in. This is your final week.
No. What are you saying?
I'm saying that Leo and Rebecca, the morning show is coming to an end, and we ain't doing birthdays beyond this week.
Gosh.
To
why
put it plainly.
Don't do this to me. Yeah, definitely going down like that. So, yeah, get your birthdays in and all that good stuff because, hey, I mean, this is our final week here. Our final Tuesday today of us doing the morning show.
I'm telling you, I'm not kidding when I say I wake up each morning and I'm like, oh, just hang in there. A few more days of waking up crazy early.
Oh,
that alarm clock, 4:30, comes quick every morning.
You know, well, we've been waking up at this time for 23 years straight.
Yeah.
You know, as far as me and you doing mornings. And so, yeah, it's been a grip, and this is a bittersweet kind of week for us. You know, we got all these emotions, and of course we're gonna miss you guys, and it's there's some sadness there, and it's just been a whole bunch of roller coaster emotions.
It has been, which is exactly why I've really taken to a new brand of mimosa. This is how I deal with emotions.
I'm like, another bottle?
Thank you. I'm like, this is a different flavor. Give it a shot.
I'm like, I get
it. Coffee machine not working this morning.
I mean, I get it, but come on now.
You think I'm joking? Can you hear me taking a sip?
No, I mean, yeah, we do hear you. So, I mean, it's there. Okay.
I've got my water as well. It's good.
Yeah, you do. That's
good. They'll balance each other out.
Gotta have the water. Come on. Anyways. So, yeah. So, join us. Call us. We'd love to hear from you. If you've been listening throughout the years, we'd love for you to reach
share
out.
Share your memories.
So that we can say a big thank you to you.
Tell us about when you were 8 and now you're 28.
Okay.
We'd love to hear that. That's awesome.
Well, when you do something like this for 23 years, that's the situation. You know, how many times have we met kids of kids that used to listen to us?
Yeah, 100.
You know? And I'm like, whoa, hang on. But that's, you know, that's the cycle of life.
Yes. The circle of life is a wheel of fortune. No, that ended too. Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune is done.
With Pat.
Gosh, what did he do? 41 years, I think.
Yeah.
41 years. I believe Ryan Seacrest, and I don't know if it's last night, tonight, whenever, is actually on there with him as they're kind of talking to each other.
Really?
And passing the torch.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, because you know Ryan Seacrest is starting now. And I saw a picture of all three of them, Vanna, Pat, and Ryan, sort of like, I guess, passing the torch kind of
father,
thing.
Mother, father, and son.
Yeah, pretty much so. Wow. But Vanna's staying on.
Vanna's sticking around. I'm thinking they didn't get rid of Vanna so as not to just overwhelm us.
I gotcha.
But I think she's going to phase out at some point because I think Pat is like, that's cute. Vanna is sticking around for a little while longer. But then here's my 25, 26-year-old daughter, Maggie.
Okay.
That would be a perfect fit.
So you think eventually
it'll
be Ryan Seacrest and daughter Maggie.
Yeah.
And that'll be it.
I think
so. Once Vanna decides she's done.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
I think they kept her on. Maybe they'll give her the money that she was asking for.
Wow.
Remember, because we heard that she was, like, severely underpaid.
True that.
Under Pat. And so they're like, okay, fine. Here, tontita, we'll give you some money. And then soon you'll be gone too. I really do. I think so. We'll expect to hear Vanna's announcement soon.
We'll Vanna's
right after Leo and Rebecca's.
Crazy, crazy emotions. This Leo Rebecca in the morning time. All right. So do you do this or have you ever done this where you put your feet on the dashboard while you're in the passenger side of a car?
Wow. As a matter of fact, over the weekend we took a road trip, and yes, I did.
You kind of, it's sort of just like a to stretch, right?
Well, yeah, kind of just to kind of rest there because I was leaning back on my phone and just my foot propped up there. I had socks on though.
Okay.
Because I had my slides on, so I had socks on. So it wasn't just like my bare bata right there.
Well, it's going viral.
Viral.
When you're riding shotgun, do you ever put your feet up on the dash? Well, you might not anymore after seeing a video of what happens if your airbags deploy.
No.
Yep. There is a video going viral, and they deploy. And let's just say you better be flexible.
Wow. Well, no, I am, for starters.
Stop.
But also...
They say, though, that this video really looks painful. And they even put, like, a warning on there as far as someone talking and saying, hey, this is not a good thing because of this.
If your feet are on the dashboard and the airbag deploys, it shoots out at over 200 miles per hour. This intense speed propels your feet and legs upwards and back towards your face and chest. Your legs slam into your upper body and can break your bones. And your knees can hit your head so hard that it can cause permanent damage to your brain. The force of this can also contort your pelvis and twist your spine.
Oh my gosh!
Dang. I mean, that sounds like a horror movie.
I'm not doing that anymore.
And when you see the video, you're just like, oh my gosh.
Ugh.
So yeah, they're saying we get it. It's been a thing, you know, for years, I guess. Just put your... But they're saying no, not with these kind of airbags we have now. So, and they say a lot of people do it during summertime, which is why they're trying to get the word out. Why in the summer and not other times?
Yeah, you know what? It's true because I don't think I've ever really done it before. And this weekend, it was just a thing that I just propped my foot up there. Like I said, just happened to be the way I was leaning back.
Well, they're saying...
Clearly, I wasn't driving.
No, they're saying be careful because doing the shotgun, feet up there, not a safe thing.
This guy said, you know, you're... knees and your face and your torso contort.
There's a lot.
No, he lost me, and I'm done. I won't do it anymore.
I get it.
Now I'm scared.
Well, and that's why the video is going viral, and they're trying to just say, hey, look, just be careful because this It can be really, really bad.
Ugh.
So there you go. Wow. Your warning, safety warning.
Thanks for the warning.
Of the day. What?
We got you. Your morning drive with Leo and Rebecca. B93.
Hola, it's Carmen. And it's just good customer service for a pharmacy to call you and make sure you're not dealing with any side effects to your medication.
Now you're trying to mess with me. You asked me the question twice. I told you I was fine, and now you're getting on my nerves.
Irritability, is that's one of the symptoms, ma'am. I think maybe you're having some side effects.
This is not a side effect.
This is a
side effect of you being an okay?
That's next on your world's famous Godman's.
Your car guy.
The 432's Morning Show. Leo and Rebecca.
In the morning.
Only on B93. This loca, don't give a damn.
That's right.
Time for Carmen Calls with Leo and Rebecca in the morning. B93.
Oh, Carmen! What is Carmen doing this final week? You know what I mean?
Well, and I was going to say, what are we going to do without Carmen? I think you and I are going to miss her especially.
Oh, that's
going to
be a hard one right there.
Thank you.
I'm telling you right
but
now.
Still, you can have her.
Dang it.
Hello?
Hola, my name is Carmen and I'm calling with Pharmacy on a follow-up call. May I please speak to...
Yeah, this is she.
It says here that you picked up a prescription recently, and I wanted to make sure that you weren't having any of the side effects.
Yeah, everything's good.
Any severe blisters or peeling skin?
Nope.
How about around the mouth? Any blisters there?
No.
Your palms and feet, are they red or painful?
No.
Any numbness or tingling?
No.
Loss of smell?
No.
Unusual urges for gambling?
Thing.
Nightmares and vivid dreams?
No.
Are your nails falling off?
Wait, this is just for asthma medication, right?
Yeah, I'm just going over my list, ma'am. Any hallucinations?
No.
Any irregular bowel movements?
Do people actually have this?
Oh, yes, absolutely. One time I took a pill and I ended up in Las Vegas, married, and down about $27,000.
Is this the same pill that I'm taking?
No, I got that from a curbside pharmacist, if you know what I mean.
Oh. Okay, well, thank you so much. I don't have any of those symptoms.
Okay, well, how about... Hello?
Hello?
Hello, this is Scottman. I believe we were disconnected.
Yeah, I told you I didn't have any of those symptoms. Thank
okay,
you.
How about loss of memory? Any loss of memory?
No.
How about any loss of memory? Any loss of memory?
Now you're trying to mess with me. You asked me the question twice. I told you I was fine, and now you're getting on my nerves.
Irritability, is that's one of the symptoms, ma'am. I think maybe you're having some side effects.
This is not a side effect.
This is a
side effect of you being an okay?
Hello?
Hello.
Hola, this is Carmen, yes. One of the side effects is that you can't control the volume of your voice.
This is not a side effect, okay? I can control the loudness of my voice. What I can't control is my temper with you calling me. Can you please stop calling
me? Ma'am, don't you understand that one of the side effects is anger?
This is not a side effect! Calling me!
Hello. Stupid.
Time to give a shout out. Leo and Rebecca. With the birthday holla on the Basin's number one for hip hop, B93.
It's my birthday!
Cities!
It's my birthday! Time for the B93 birthday!
Holla!
You better holla at somebody. Who's having a big old birthday today on this Tuesday, June the 11th?
Wow, mind you, Kevin, I almost stole your thunder. I almost shouted out a holla.
Holla!
I don't think I'll remember until we walk out the door. I'll be like, oh yeah, that was your thing. Who's having a birthday celebrity-wise?
Celebrity-wise, let's hear. Shia LaBeouf is 38 years old today.
Gosh, where has that guy been?
What's he been doing, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, very true. Joshua Jackson, 46 years old. Dr. Oz is 64 years old.
His show's off. It's been off for a while.
Has
huh?
it? Yeah.
I think so.
Sadie Robertson is 27 years old from the Duck Dynasty. Hmm. And those are some of the birthdays. If it's your birthday,
big birthday shouts to you.
Yeah, speaking of shouts.
My 8-year-old's been begging me to call y'all because she got to talk to y'all for the first time, like, before school one morning. Her name was Tarlin. But she heard y'all were leaving, and she's really, really sad. She's been begging me to call y'all before y'all go.
Oh, let us talk to her.
Yeah, put her on the phone.
Hold on, here she goes. Here's Tarlin.
Hello.
Hi.
What's your name again?
Hi.
So you've been listening to Leo and Rebecca, and you found out that we are leaving the morning show, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And
I have.
Oh, look at you, a little polite. Sweet.
We want to thank you for listening all these years.
For listening for as long as you have.
Yes.
That's going to be your last time talking to them, and you've been begging me to call them.
And she gets quiet. Hey, we get it.
It's all good.
So okay, tell me, when is your birthday?
January 12th.
January 12th.
And you're going to be 9?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so a super, super, super early happy birthday to you for January.
Yes.
And you're awesome, and we just want to give you a shout on the radio now.
So when your birthday comes up, you know that we were the first ones to do it here in June.
Leo and Rebecca gave you some birthday love. Hey, we wish you the best summer.
Yes, have a fun summer, and thank you so much, okay? All right.
Thanks.
I wish you the best on your journey, me and my family. Mostly the whole world.
My heart. Wow. We love you so much, and we thank you.
That is awesome.
You are a sweet, sweet girl.
God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Wow.
And that's what it's all about.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow. Gotta love that.
I'm not crying. You're crying.
Oh, that was so sweet. Thank you so much. That was awesome.
We're feeling all the love this week. The last two weeks, in fact, it's just been awesome.
Without a doubt. All right, let's spend the morning again. Well, we do have some good stuff here, Domino's and some synergy passes. Let's see here.
All right, let's go. Let's go to Tuesday morning. It's a glorious morning. The sun is shining. All is well. The wheel is spinning. And what's it landing on?
It's landed on, some more Leo and Rebecca flashback trivia, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Loving it. I got you.
Why not? That's the week. This is this week. All right, you want to win? You want to play? Caller 9 at 563-9393. Good morning. It's 7 Fee. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
What's really going on? Who is this?
This is Richard.
Richard in the house.
What? What's happening, Richard? How are you feeling this morning?
Man, I'm feeling great. Just driving up to a location here in a little bit.
All right.
Nice.
Well, this is our final week here on B93, so we're going to do a little flashback game here. The year was 2002. That we started doing mornings together. Isn't that crazy?
It's insane.
Wow.
It's hard to believe.
A long time ago.
That was a long time ago. I mean, most people can't even think of what they were doing in 2002.
Wow.
And that was when I first started waking up at 4:30 a.m. That was the first of many early mornings.
Many. All right. So the year was 2002. Leo and Rebecca debuted. But what else was going on in 2002? Let's go. First one.
All right, Richard, check this out. Who was the Tonight Show host in 2002? Was it Conan O'Brien or Jay Leno?
Jay Leno.
You say without hesitation, Jay Leno, you would be correct.
Yes.
And Jay Leno stuck around till about 2009. Conan O'Brien came in briefly. Jay came back.
Wow.
It was just a big mess. But yeah, it was still Jay Leno.
It was still Jay Leno when we started.
You love it.
That's crazy.
All right, Richard, listen up. True or false, in 2002, the same year that Leo and Rebecca started doing mornings, Kelly Clarkson was the American Idol winner. True or false?
Oh, man. I'm going to go with false.
You're going to say false. Nope, was
I
not
know it
Kelly.
It was around that time, but I can't remember the date.
You don't think it was that year, per se? Okay.
It was actually the first year of American Idol, and yes, Kelly Clarkson was the first winner.
Wow. We debuted at the same time as American Idol?
We debuted the first year that American Idol started.
Yay, us.
Wow.
All right, couple more here. Oprah Winfrey was on or off the air in 2002. Had she already said goodbye? On or off?
She was on.
She was on.
You say Oprah was still on in 2002. You would be correct.
Yeah. She was still on for another, 10 years almost?
She first signed on the air 1986 and signed off in 2011.
Wow.
So, yeah, she was pretty much right there in the middle, like Kevin said.
Yeah.
All right. And another, let's see here. True or false? The iPhone came out in 2002. True or false? The very first iPhone. What'd you say again? I'm sorry.
I wouldn't know. I'm just being a guess on it.
You said you're just going to take a guess at it. You say true? That the iPhone came out in 2002?
I think he said true.
You would be wrong!
Oh.
The very first iPhone did not come out until 2007.
Hang on. This in iPhone just hung up.
Let me just finish it out. It was the Nokia phone. Do y'all remember the Nokia phones?
Yes, I do.
The little bee handheld. I had one of those.
What do you mean, remember? I still have my Nokia.
Thank you.
What you want?
Leo's like, I had a beeper.
All right,
Richard,
bro.
Richard, call us back.
We'll get your info. You did pretty well. You get some Domino's pizza.
Nice.
And you also get some Synergy passes.
Maybe he still has a Nokia phone.
Maybe that's what hung up on us.
Just kidding.
Hey, it's all good. And hey, thank you so much for listening all these years.
You rock.
Playing the trivia with you guys, and I don't know what happened, but somehow we got disconnected.
You're back.
It's all good. A dropped call.
Hey, you know what? You won anyways. It's all good. You got yourself some Domino's. You got yourself some Synergy. And we thank you for jamming out to us all these years. All right, bro?
Hey, you know what? We're going to miss you guys. I told my wife yesterday, and she was, I thought, sad like girl.
Well, tell your wife we love her. We're going to miss her. And you rock. Thank you for listening to us all these years. Okay?
Thank you.
Hey, you guys have been amazing to the West Texas area. Thank you, guys.
We appreciate you.
Thank you
for that.
Love it. Oh, that's awesome. And you got a shout out for your little girl. Go ahead.
Annalise Hernandez.
And she's having a birthday when?
Yeah, she just turned 8.
Oh, okay. Awesome. Big shout out to her.
Nice. Happy birthday to her.
Yeah, Lil Rebecca in the morning time, and we gonna make this
ish up.
Can't do it.
Yes, indeed. All right, so check it out. The family of Tavia Woodfork. What a great name. Woodfork. That's her last name. And her family visited the Golden Corral restaurant in North Little Rock, Arkansas on May the 4th. May the 4th be with you. They never expected the turn that their day would take, I'm telling you right now. During the meal, Tavia's mother, Tamika, shared that her daughter began complaining about stomach pain and excused herself from the table to go to the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
So after about 10 minutes, Tavia's mother went to check on her, only to find her in distress, crying.
Uh-oh.
And she's just like, you know, it hurts. But it was more than just cramps. And Tavia says, I did not know it was happening. So I just decided, you know what? She's in such distress. She's in such pain. I'm going to call for medical assistance. We have to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
So she says, my daughter couldn't move her legs. So we ended up calling 911. Unbeknownst to Tavia, she was 37 weeks pregnant.
No! Whoa!
She was in labor at the Golden Corral.
She's there in the buffet line, and she's about to have a baby.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thankfully, she made it to the bathroom. But they say, hey, this is a thing. And actually, Tavia was experiencing what's known as a cryptic pregnancy, which means that the person is unaware they're pregnant.
You know, we've heard about this several times.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, this is a thing every year. There's a few women that, you know, what is it, cryptic pregnancy, where they experience it. So Tavia revealed that before that day, she hadn't experienced any symptoms, any weight gain, or, you know, didn't ever feel the baby move.
Right.
She said there were no signs. I had no idea. So shortly after the paramedics arrived, Tavia gave birth to a healthy baby boy.
Aww.
Right there at the Golden Corral on the floor in the bathroom.
Love that.
Yikes. The little baby boy weighed 6 pounds, 1 ounce.
Great.
And let me tell you what they named him.
Oh, please go in the direction I think they need to go in.
Wow. His name is Tamar Kylan Corral.
Yes. That's how you do it.
That's what you would expect. If your baby's born at the Golden Corral,
you gotta
either name him Golden, which is the name of one of Nick Cannon's 11 children, coincidentally, or Corral.
And they went with Corral,
and I love that. I love that. But it's funny because Tavia Mama was like, look, I suggested Golden. I like that better. But my daughter says she preferred the name Corral. She says when we walked out, everybody was clapping. People were lined up to see the baby.
Oh, that is awesome.
And yeah, this is officially Golden Corral's youngest fan. They also, by the way, Golden Corral did gift her a box of baby essentials.
Oh, that's cool.
And a Golden Corral gift card. They're like, hey, when that baby's got teeth, you better bring him back.
He's going to love our food.
Oh, yeah. Golden Corral was very supportive and very cool about the whole thing.
Awesome. Glad everyone's healthy and glad
please
it worked out.
Please call him Corral.
Corral. Love
please.
It. Love that. Corral.
Strong, Leo and Rebecca in the morning, V93. Oh, you're going to want to hear what's next. More Leo and Rebecca after this banger on the Basin's number one for hip-hop, V93. Nope, they weren't having it. Somebody got ghosted. Hard.
Because I've been waiting, waiting.
This is Leo and Rebecca's second chance date on V93.
Caroline, talk to us about Shane. What's his deal?
I'm so excited to be here with you, but I can't tell you much about Shane.
Well, you can't tell us much. Well, that's a big bummer.
Thank you.
Well, for starters, what is it that you actually like about him?
You're the one that went out with him.
Thank you.
I mean, he's got a very magnetic personality. Like halfway across the date, I wanted to climb across the table and start making out with him.
Oh, hang on, hang on. Wow.
The attraction was there. The chemistry. Yes, girl. Did you jump across the table?
I mean, there were a lot of people around, so I managed to control myself until we went to his place.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, things went well.
I mean, yeah, we really enjoyed each other's company, so it stinks that he hasn't gotten back to me.
Do you have any theories on that?
Not really. He kept coming back for more while I was there.
Oh, snap.
We are getting an earful.
Why is this
so PG-13 this morning? Okay, so aside from all that, how long has it been since you've heard from him?
Over a week. I don't know. Maybe I should just give up.
No.
Don't give up yet. We can help. There could be a perfectly reasonable or, I don't know, unreasonable explanation why he hasn't gotten back to you. Are you good with us, getting in touch with him to find out?
Yeah, that's what I'm here for.
Okay. All right. We're going to do that next. Don't go nowhere, okay?
Three. Nope. They weren't having it. Somebody got ghosted. Hard.
Because I've been waiting, waiting.
This is Leo and Rebecca's second chance date on B93.
Hello?
Hey, is it Shane?
Yeah, who's this?
It's Leo and Rebecca. We want to invite you to join us on the air this morning.
Is this for real?
Yes.
Yeah, no, it is. For real, we got your number from someone you met recently. Do you remember Caroline? Does that name ring a bell?
I do, yeah.
Bro, she like totally let us know that she really enjoyed her time with you. Would you say the same?
I mean, we had a pretty wild night.
So we heard... Mm-hmm. Is there a reason you haven't gotten back to her?
Well, would you get back to a cheater?
Cheater? What? Yeah, no. Caroline didn't mention having a boyfriend to us.
Well, not that kind of cheater. But we were playing poker at a booth at this bar, and he kept cheating left and right, like as if I wouldn't notice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like what kind of cheating? I don't understand.
Dealing herself an extra card, trying to peek at my hand, things like that.
Oh my God, it's just a stupid game. Who cares?
It's about having a code of honor, and she doesn't.
Shane.
Bro.
That was Caroline, by the way.
Yeah, that was her.
She's defending herself on the whole cheating thing.
It's about having a code of honor, and clearly you don't.
Code of honor? We were playing for pretzels. Get over yourself.
Pretzels. I love it.
I mean, that's just how I was brought up. You don't cheat at cards.
Well, it didn't keep you from inviting me over.
True that.
What?
I mean, I'm not dumb. If a hot girl wants to, seems into me, I'm going to invite her to my place.
And then never answer her messages?
Why would I? I can't date someone who cheats.
Then we'll stay away from card games. Wanna come over this weekend?
I mean, seriously, there's a simple solution to all this, Shane, and it's just not playing cards with Caroline ever again if you're seriously, if you're that serious about it. You know what I mean? So the thing is, do you want to give her a second chance or not?
When trees can learn to talk, I'm in.
What
does that even mean?
Yeah, when trees learn to talk.
It means never.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
I feel like this was just a physical interaction that you all really enjoyed and nothing more. Because you all are even willing to be like, the hell with cards, hell with the thing. Let's just get back
to... I was going to suggest Uno, but no, she may cheat at that too. I have a timer too. It's all good. But yeah, Shane's just like, nope.
So bro, you enjoyed her company at your place, but you didn't enjoy playing cards with her, correct?
Right.
Okay. And crazy. You, Chica, you're like, I just enjoyed him. Why not? Let's roll.
I guess.
Okay.
I mean, you would think this would be pretty cut and dry, but clearly it's not.
He's still not. Okay. Hey, just kind of leave it there then.
He says she's a cheater.
Yeah, move on. And interesting. That's all I can say. Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Okay. Good luck.
Thanks.
Wow.
Celebrity gossip on the go.
Get out.
Here's what's trending now.
Yeah, the ladies going down the wood. Hollywood, we got more headlines dropping on this Tuesday.
Trending now.
Well, here's a big question that everyone is asking today. Why was Ryan Reynolds in the audience at The View yesterday?
Whoa, you know, that is weird. Even if you're just watching The View, you're like, okay, there's the audience.
And they always pan to the audience once they, you know, the hosts are talking and then, you know, you get a little clip of the audience. They're all clapping. Oh, they're clapping.
But you don't expect to see Ryan Reynolds just sitting there as, you know, audience member number 124.
Seriously?
It's like, what?
Oh, snap. There's Ryan Reynolds. Oh, my God. You know, so...
Come. Well, okay. By the way, this is way less stressful than up there. My mom is here visiting her grandkids, and yesterday she said it's my dream to go to The View. First off, like, I try to do what she says because you don't know what she's capable of. Unspeakable violence. So I didn't want to taste the back of her hand, so I said, let's go to The View. So we made a call. I told them I'm Blake's husband. I'd love to come to The View. Actually, yes.
Wow. His mother,
you know what? Great
was
son.
In town visiting. Oh. And yeah, all she did was tell him, I'm a big fan. I'd love to go. So he's like, all right, let's get his tickets. So there they are. They are audience members, like you said.
Yeah.
Her name is Tammy Reynolds. I love it. And, you know, as Whoopi said there, you heard before, she was like, sometimes every now and then you look up and you go, oh, this is great. You see the audience, everything. Then you look over and go, oh, snap, there's Ryan Reynolds. Mind you, how about him and that voice? Oh. I never realized how much... I love Ryan Reynolds' voice and also how easily recognizable it is.
Oh, it is.
I mean, you're like, there's Deadpool. There's Deadpool.
You got the Deadpool delivery, yes.
Yeah, how cool is that? So, yeah, there he was. And he says, he's always giving so much props to his wife. He's like, look, I'm Blake's husband. Can I get some tickets to come check out The View? And he did. Love him. Love his mama, Tammy.
You gotta love that.
They were actually just audience members and fans yesterday. That's cool.
Gotta love that. And yes, he's like, today's about mom wanting to see her favorite show live in the audience.
Well, kind of like the time that we were watching that Big Brother episode one summer, and we see our friends Harold and Mercedes.
They're there.
They're in the audience. And we're like, oh, snap. There's Harold Fuller.
They just want to go and be part of the live audience.
That's it. No. That's what we're going to do now, Leo. You and I are going to go sit in live audiences for all of our favorite shows, starting with one Mr. Jimmy Fallon Tonight Show. So let's plan that trip.
That's what we're going to do after we leave the show here, where we're going to be in audiences.
We're
going to
be studio
everywhere.
Audience members.
I like that.
We're gonna hit up Ryan Seacrest on Wheel of Fortune and everything.
We'll make it happen. Wow. I want to be in the audience for Name That Tune. Yep.
Stop, Cochino. You just want to see Jane Krakowski.